الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن وبعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في القرآن: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، إلى آخر السورة. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in today's session, inshallah, we will be discussing the Surah Al-Fatiha, the tafsir of the Surah, together with mentioning a few virtues at the ending of the session. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commences the Surah by saying, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise is due to Allah and not to any deity worshipped other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever praises anything, anywhere in this created world, is ultimately praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves all praise, if all praise is for Allah, then that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only being, the only that who is worthy of worship, who is worthy of adoration. And for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, who is this Allah? Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah. Who is this Allah? Allah says, He is Rabbul Alameen. He is the Lord of the universe, the Lord of the worlds. This word, Rabb, what does it mean? There are many translations that are given for this word: Master, Creator, Lord, the Cherisher, the Nourisher, Sustainer, Khaliq, Provider. But what is the meaning of Rabb? The meaning of Rabb is the Rabb is the Lord of the universe in the sense of all of these translations that are given for the word Rabb. Rabb is the Lord of the world, the Lord of the universe, in the sense of all of these different translations that are given for this word. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Allah says that He is the Lord of the worlds, He is the most beneficent, the most merciful. These two words, they are adjectives, they are qualities and attributes describing the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are hyperbolic terms in the Arabic language derived from the word rahmah. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that His special favors and His endless mercies are upon His creation all the time. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Maliki yawmiddin, the owner of the day of qiyamah, the owner of the day of requital. Why has Maliki yawmiddin come after Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us that despite the fact that Allah is Rahman and Rahim, there will still be the day of qiyamah. There will still be the day of requital, the day of judgment, in which the people will come in front of Allah with their a'mal for hisab, for accountability. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives on that day, then that is that is out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy upon that person. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes on that day, then that is out of His justice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, La yus'alu amma yaf'alu wa hum yus'alun. Allah is never questioned as to what He does. Rather, the makhluk, the creation of Allah, they are questioned. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. You alone do we worship, and You alone do we seek our help and assistance from. That's obvious, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the mulk, the kingdom, the dominion, the sovereignty, the power and rule, all belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in every matter of ours, in every affair of ours, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, this first half of the surah discusses the fundamentals of Islam, and that is Tawheed. Tawheed means monotheism, belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A mu'min billah, a believer in Allah, essentially believes in the following three things. And the first is belief in the uluhiyyat of Allah. Belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only God. Allah is the only master, the only Lord. The second is belief in the rububiyyat of Allah, that Allah is the only creator. And the third is belief in the sifat, the qualities and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is there any real difference between saying belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the only God and belief in Allah being the creator? If somebody has to say, I believe that Allah is my creator, it means that he believes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his only God as well. But Mufassirin have categorized them different in the way we have stated, because the kuffar of Makkah, the mushrikeen, they would believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a Rabb. They would also believe that Allah is the creator, but they wouldn't believe that Allah is the only God to be worshipped. And for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions one entire page in the Quran. In the 20th part, Allah says, أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَنْزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. That Allah is addressing the kuffar of Makkah by saying, then listen, you believe I've created you. You believe that I've created the heavens. You believe I created the earth. And at the ending of every verse in this page of the Quran, there is something that is common, a verse that is common. Allah says, أَإِلَاهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ. That tell me, is there still a deity with Allah? So they would make shirk, they would associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we mu'mineen, we believe in the fact that Allah is our only khaliq, and at the same time Allah is the only God and Lord to be worshipped as well. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. The second half of the surah discusses the greatest dua you ought to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. And this dua is found in every rakat of our salah. If we are reading a 4 rakat salah, we know, in the first 2 rakats, we read Surah Al-Fatiha with a surah. In the last 2 rakats, we do not read any surah. We read Surah Al-Fatiha. This dua is read or is made in every rakat of our salah. Allah says, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Guide us to the straight path. And what is this path? صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. The path of those whom you have bestowed upon them. We discussed this last week. We said it refers to the path of the Anbiya, the Shuhada, the Salihin. What was their path? Their path was belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and belief in all of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they brought to us the divine teachings of Allah. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. Not the path of those who have incurred the wrath of Allah. Mufassirin mentioned that this group refers to the group of the Yahud. Why? The Jews, despite them knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only ilah, and despite them knowing that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the true messenger of Allah, they still disbelieved and rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. Not the part of those who went astray. Mufassiri mentioned that this group refers to the group of the Nasara. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us istiqamah on iman and protect us from ever losing our faith. Coming to the fada'il, these two virtues, أَعْظَمُ سُورَةٍ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. The greatest surah to be revealed in the Quran. Sahabi says that I was in the masjid with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shall I not teach you the greatest surah in the Quran before you exit the masjid? Sahabi said, yes. And he says, as we were about to make our exit from the masjid, he reminded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, didn't you tell me that you are going to teach me the greatest surah in Quran? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes. And then he told him, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. He taught him Surah Fatiha. The second virtue, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has never revealed in the Torah nor in the Injil a surah similar to Surah Al-Fatiha. We make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq. Just one more thing to mention. Now that alhamdulillah we have finished with the tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha, when we read our salah, we should have the meanings and the tafsir in front of us. We should ponder, we should reflect, we should cogitate, ponder over the meanings and the interpretations of the surah. In that way we will enjoy our salah also to a much greater extent. May Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.